And our working group consists of everyone from the cow-calf sector through the feed yard sector, a lot of seed stock producers has representatives there as well, and then various representatives from the packing industry. So we really tried to capture the entire beef chain from a value component of how those quality and yield grades are applied in the actual packing facilities. Obviously, that has a direct impact on cow-calf producers and feed yards. So really trying to get that sector of the industry, worked with several meat scientists as well, reviewing some of the literature and the research that they have published. But the biggest areas that NCBA outlined in our comments is looking at some checkoff-funded research that is currently in its second phase of being conducted, and that is assessing the age of carcasses based on dentition rather than skeletal maturity. So this is obviously an area where we're seeing more and more carcasses be scored for not A, which is the young maturity, when they're 30 months of age or less, according to their record. So looking at ways to maybe better identify more accurately their age, which actually brings value back to our cow-calf and our feed yard producers. So that's an area of importance that we pointed out. Our working group also talked a lot about instrument grading, so the use of this camera technology in the packing facilities for both quality grades and assessing yield grades. So this was an area that really a technology that's not been widely accepted in the industry for quality grade. It is for yield grade, but not so much for quality grade. So we encouraged AMS to visit with the packing industry, figure out what those concerns are, maybe to go back and reassess the equation that the standard itself is built on, and then address those concerns so that can be a technology more widely accepted by the industry. One area specifically that AMS did ask for input on was some of these other areas like the grass-finished beef and that sector of the beef industry that has been very steady and also increasing in some parts of the country, and ways that maybe, you know, do they fit into the current quality grading system or do they not? So this is an area that we encouraged AMS to conduct a wide array of more research to better understand what this sector of the industry looks like, but also what those cattle look like. And then obviously on the yield grade equation, looking at the ribeye size and the correlation back to overall lean of carcasses and what that value is or is not based on that equation. So obviously we have cattle that are more than 600 pounds on the carcass weight side of things. That's what the yield grade equation currently is based off of. So should we need to make those adjustments? But we feel that that's an area where AMS needs to conduct some more research and get some better data so we can better have an idea of what that new equation should look like down the road.
Christina said they're not sure just yet what the time frame of all this may be, but it's important for the industry to be involved in the process. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.